Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think Baskin, think Heat, and insert your own visual there.
I think of everybody mocking him and making fun of him when he showed up with his face completely burnt after the last time he hung out in the heat for too long. Andy, if you're listening, first, why? Second, put sunscreen on.
Sunscreen.
Drink more water. Put sunscreen,
sunscreen.
On.
Sunscreen.
Loose-fitting clothing. You've got this.
Sunscreen. Very good.
You've got this. Put that burger or put that egg right out in the driveway and record it. Make sure you put it on all your social media.
The Cavaliers offseason, as if it wasn't already, now really underway because no more NBA games. Draft coming up on Wednesday. Do you move somebody, try and get into the first round of the draft? Unlikely. I don't expect that to happen.
Well,
do you use your 2 second-round picks? Maybe. Do you find any answers in the second round of the NBA draft? The Cavs taking guys in the second round of the NBA draft is like the Browns drafting Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the third and the fifth. Hey, we got a couple of guys. Yeah, but they were second-round picks. That's okay. We really like them, and we think they're going to be really good. And we don't care that every team in the league passed on them.
Can I give you a thought that was kicked around to me this weekend about that?
Yes.
Do you put more stock, and do you think the NBA may be putting more stock in second-round picks because those are the guys who have been in college basketball for the COVID year? And maybe you take a shot on the 23 to 24-year-old who is in the second round with those second-round picks, thinking that they might be faster and could help you more. That was thrown to me this weekend, and it made me pause. And I'm like, yeah, maybe second-round picks are worth a hill of something.
Well, if you find the right guy, it is. See, that's the thing. Are there guys in the second round who will end up becoming decent NBA players? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, I hear that.
But find one. I mean, you be the team that finds one. How do you do that?
Draft, develop, and a lot of hope. Trust the guys that you hired to develop these guys. Hope?
Good luck.
Have I mentioned hope?
Well, that's the thing.
It is.
Good luck with that.
You're right. But you brought up the draft part of it. I thought this was interesting. Our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. Like Focused on J-Rod has here, if you're looking for a pass-first taller point guard and a good draft pick, why don't you call the Chicago Bulls for Lonzo Ball and their first, and then maybe have them do a little extra for Darius Garland? Would that do anything for you? I don't know. Garland seems better than,
you know why?
Lonzo and their first round pick.
Here's why.
Sure.
They have Josh Giddey, who they acquired from Oklahoma City. And I think they view him as their point guard of the future. So would you want to play him with Darius Garland? That means you'd be turning Darius into a two guard, wouldn't it? Or you'd just have two guards and both of them kind of handle the ball?
Yeah, you'd have to. Because Giddey, Giddey does not shoot well. I mean, if you think you should see the way that defenders lay off of Josh Giddey when he gets the ball at the three-point line. It's basically like, please, it's all yours if you want to shoot.
The Isaac Okoro treatment.
Uh-huh. It's very much like, oh, no, it's all you, bud. You can hoist that up there if you want.
There's a guy in the second round who I keep reading about who I think, now that's the kind of guy if you could take a chance on, and Dan, this is your kind of fit, and that's Eric Dixon from Villanova. He scored 23 points a game last year. He's 6'8", 265. They don't have anybody like that. You know, and that's what I would be looking for if I were the Cavs. Can I find somebody who I might be able to play inside, who can help me, who gives me something I don't have, and who can score a little bit? And he can rebound. And he was 6'8", 265. Apparently, when he showed up at Nova, he was 6'8", 300. So he played his way into better shape.
Good for him.
And scored 23 points a game. He's like leading scorer in the country. He did a great job. And he's older. That's the kind of guy that where you hope to get lucky in the second round of the draft.
Right.
So keep an eye on that name, Eric Dixon.
Yeah, I got to do some digging. I'm not going to lie to you. I have done nothing on this draft outside of like, wow, Cooper Flagg's good.
Well, you know how you know how you talk about a guy getting better, right? Eric Dixon in 5 years at Villanova, scoring average, 3, 9.1, 15.4, 16.6, 23.3.
I will have to do some digging and research.
It's just a name that I've seen out there floated around and I see 6'8", 265, and I think, yeah, you don't have one of those.
Yeah.
You don't have one of those. Kevin's in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Doing some YouTubing.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Well,
I'm well, man.
Yeah, great. Not the first guy that came in a little chunky, lost the weight, and all of a sudden had an NBA game, by the way. So that story's been played before.
Yes,
so,
it has.
Yes, it has. You know, I don't know what is in the water in certain places, but why on God's green earth would we ever trade away Jared Allen unless...
Thank you.
Well, Kevin Durant's gone now, so I guess that trade's off the table. But, I mean, he's an automatic double-double since he's been here in Cleveland as a starter. He is basically, in this last season, we saw him basically move to the center position, which allows us to move Mobley to kind of a power forward position. Mobley's game got better doing that. Jared Allen's an above-average defender, plus a double-double guy. I mean, I would never say anybody on this team is an untouchable, but, man, he is such a good NBA player as a big man. It would have to be a really, really amazing offer for me to say, oh, yeah, see you later, Allen, because to me, I think he's an integral part of this team, and he is such a key component for our success. So boggles my mind why people think they want to get rid of him.
I couldn't agree with you more, so it's you, me, and Dan, Kevin. That's it.
Well, we're all equally crazy or equally smart, whatever it is, you know.
I've been called the crazy part way more often than the smart part. So if I were you, I'd find a different team.
Nice.
Well, I don't understand what people don't understand that when they moved Allen to a pure center position and then we moved Evan Mobley out to more of a power forward, his game blossomed. Mobley's game actually got better. He blossomed. Now, that doesn't stop the fact that I think we all agree Mobley and to some degree Allen need more touches. I mean, that's not their fault. Like we've said, they don't bring the ball down the court. They don't set the offense, right? They don't run the offense. That's your point guard that does that. So, I mean, not necessarily blaming, you know, Garland or Mitchell, but honestly, I think this team, and I've said it all year, as you heard me say, this team runs better when we feature our big men. But again, they don't bring the ball down. They don't pass it to themselves. So no. I think there's something there that needs to be done. And I'll conclude with this, Jeff. I agree with you. I really do think one of the two of our guards does need to go. And I think because that would open up our bigger guys to getting more touches and more opportunities. I think that would make our team better.
I agree with you, Kevin. Thank you very much. See, that's the thing. It's nothing about anybody from an individual basis. Those two guards are phenomenal. But do they work together for a team that has championship aspirations?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's my point. I mentioned the bench. And let's just use the assumption here. We're going to work under the assumption that, okay, they're not trading anybody in the core four. Let's just say that because okay. Kobe Altman did. If the right deal comes along, certainly you're
absolutely
listening. If the right deal doesn't come along, you're assuming these four guys are going to be back.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Nope, I don't either.
Yep.
And I am putting DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup with these guys. Why? Because he's 6'8". He can knock down threes. He's for all the reasons they brought him in. He's a good defender out on the wing. I'm starting him. And I think that gives you a different look and a different team. That would kick Max Strus out of the starting five and kick him to the bench. And then think about the bench they had this year. Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, Tristan, Craig Porter. Of those guys on the bench, Jalen Tyson, who, by the way, might be something that you could work with. I kind of like his game.
Absolutely. I'd throw him out there.
There's only one guy out of that entire bunch that I think, yeah, I'd prefer that he be back. That's Max Strus. Max is scrappy. He plays really rugged defense. It might not be the best defense, but he's rugged. And I think he is a winning basketball player. Now, it doesn't mean you couldn't move him. You have to include him in a deal or something like that. That's fine. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather have Max Strus back on the team.
I just wish he was less of a heat check guy on offense.
Man, when he gets going, look out.
Exactly. And when he doesn't have it going, look out.
I think they might have found the best of Ty Jerome this year. I don't know whether Ty is capable of doing more of that or not. But I do know this. If the rumblings about what he might get on the free agent market are true and then what it might cost the Cavaliers with the apron and everything, I think that's not going to be money well spent. So I'd look elsewhere. Second guy I'd probably want to keep is Jalen Tyson because 6'6 wing guys who have some skills, you got to try and develop those guys.
Agreed.
And so Tyson would be the second guy I'd want back off the bench after Strus. And then probably Dean Wade. I like Sam Merrill. He's got a great release on his shot. I don't know that you're going to be able to afford Sam.
And he's also another one, though, where you send him out there, let him take three shots and go, okay, it's not going in. Get back on the bench.
Yeah.
Like that's, and now you're up to two of those guys who fit the on the offensive side. Okay, get out there. Let's see what's there. Oh, boy, they don't have it. Okay, now what?
And that's, you know, like you saw TJ McConnell in the finals and in the playoffs. He gave you more than that. You know, he attacked the rim. He was scrappy all over the place.
Attacking inbounds passes.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the floor, yeah.
I don't know that Sam Merrill is the same kind of guy there. I don't know if Ty Jerome is going to be that moving forward. I really liked what Ty did this year. He did some really good things.
Right.
And he played himself into a big contract that I don't think the Cavs are going to be able to pull off.
And boy, did he get picked on in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
That's the bad part of Ty Jerome is you're just left with this really bad taste in your mouth because of how Indiana just completely suffocated him and picked on him on the defensive end.
Do you think Craig Porter Jr. is a guy that should be anything significant when it comes to playing time? He's He's 6'1".
I've always,
but he's not a ball dominant guard. He is a point guard.
I've always liked him.
I have
every
too.
Time he's on the floor, he always does something I like.
He does. He makes some kind of an impact. I like him too. I don't like that he's a 6'1" guard. If he was a 6'1" guard on a team that moved Darius Garland and brought in somebody who's 6'5 or 6'6 to play point guard, and Craig were a guy coming off the bench to help out, that'd be fine. But man, right now there's rumbling that Porter's going to play a bigger role next year. So then you're going to have three 6'1" guards. Donovan might be 6'2". He's listed at 6'3".
He played with three of them this year with Ty Jerome in there too.
Ty's taller than that.
Basketball references it. Because I
think he's 6'5".
At least, boy, my eyeballs have always looked at that
he's
guy.
He's listed as 6'5".
Okay. All right. I'll hush. But
I just don't think he's going to be back.
I don't think he's going to be back either. I think he played himself into a bigger contract.
Yep.
But
and good for him. That's the idea. So it's Max Strus. Maybe Jalen Tyson. If you had to include Jalen Tyson in a deal, well, okay, then you include him in a deal. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Max Strus.
Of course.
I'm not locked into anybody who's on the bench on this team. And that's where Kobe Altman could do some real work this year, creatively, with all the salary stuff, and make this team better. Your bench got weakened in some ways when you made that trade with Atlanta. It was great to get DeAndre Hunter. It wasn't good to lose Caris LeVert, and George Niang did a nice job. You just lost some depth there. You're smiling.
Well, it's more the look.
I'd rather have DeAndre Hunter.
Exactly. I would much rather have DeAndre Hunter.
However, one of the keys to your team was depth on that bench early on anyway, and you did lose some of that when you made that trade.
And while Niang was a wonderful interview and a good person on top of it, he was another one that was like, okay, here comes the 3-point. Oh no, you should not be taking that many threes.
Well, if he's hitting, you leave him out there. If he's not, George, go sit down and cheer, please.
That puts you at like four of those guys.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly why you need to shake some things up.
All right, I can't play Yahtzee with four guys.
You could completely rebuild this bench if you could pull it off, and you'd be okay. We will be talking more Cavs this week. Again, the draft, first round coming up on Wednesday, second round on Thursday. The second round's so vital, you got to put it on second day. Oh, good. Dan chuckled. That was what I was looking for.
Hey, is that another check? Oh, okay, yeah, we can do 2 days.
Do the Guardians need to bring up somebody from the minors? A hitter. And what's the difference between a guy hitting well in AAA and a guy who is suddenly in the majors? Travis Hafner, former Indians DH and first baseman, going to join us next. We'll ask him that and more coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.